Not sure how long I was out, but I just woke up. It's daylight now, and the others are gone. I haven't looked around yet, but my first instinct was just to flip this thing on before I did anything else. The battery bar is still blinking, and quite honestly, I can't believe it's lasted this long still, but I have a feeling that I only have today left with this thing. So, hopefully, I won't need it anymore after today.
Hello again, Evan.
You're alive.
Yes, barely. My leg has been hit by some debris that I didn't plan on, but I'll live. I've set up some emergency medical supplies in the basement of this house, mainly planning ahead for the other test subjects that we rescued, that you rescued. Thank you, Evan.
Where are they?
They're safe. I did not want to wake you, but I took them downstairs to begin their treatment. They've been drugged with some heavy medication at the facility, and it will wear off soon, but until then, they will remain motionless. The first one who began to break the coma first is actually sitting up now, but they will all be fine thanks to you, Evan.
Are you really going to let us all go? I mean, please, Tin, please tell me that this isn't just another test or a trick or anything.
It's not, Evan. I can assure you. I'm done with tests and tricks. No more tests or tricks for me. I have so much more work to do now, though. I can't even begin to explain how many other testing facilities like this there are out there. And as I've said before, I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to doing whatever I can to defeat the Mastodons.
Alone?
Well, yes. I will do my best to recruit others like you on each facility to help me out, but I won't have the advantage of being on the inside like I was here. I'll have to form a new plan each time, but it's just what I need to do. Okay, enough of this. You have my copy of my notes, right?
Yes.
Did you read them all? Do you know how to leave?
No, I guess I didn't get that far yet. I must have passed out. I was so exhausted last night. I can't even believe I did that. I almost feel ashamed.
No, it's understandable. You've been through a lot. We're not in any real threat here for quite a while. This facility reports back to our main station once a week, and they just reported yesterday, so I have about 6 days to establish a solid plan of attack. There's a transport craft on the other side of this natural laboratory that I can take out of here.
So, we're on a different planet than your own? I'm so confused still.
We're actually on a satellite research station. It's not very large, but there are many around. Look, we need to get you and the others home, and I imagine your recording device will not last much longer, so we need to hurry.
Wait, you knew about my recorder?
Yes, I'm the only one, though. If Elder knew, he would have killed you a long time ago. I never wrote my knowledge of your recording device into my notes, and it's a good thing.
I can't believe it, this whole time?
Do you remember the foggy cliffs just east of here, Evan?
Yeah, the bottomless pit.
Yes. That is your ticket home. It is a portal back to your home. You'll need to imagine in your mind a place in which you wish to arrive, and once you leap off into that pit, you will arrive at that place.
That's just like in my dream.
What?
My dream. I had a dream recently that I was a small boy, and there was this man there, and he told me that if I jumped into an image of my parents, that I would wake up again. Actually, I had to jump into me. I couldn't jump into either one of my parents. I had to jump onto me specifically. And if I did, then I would wake up, and everything would be back to normal. I can't believe it. I actually dreamed about this.
That's interesting. I'm not sure how those thoughts could have even entered into your mind, but I'll need to do more research on that.
So all I need to do is think of where I want to be and jump into that pit, and then I'll just appear there? It won't be like another testing lab or research facility or anything like that. It'll actually be home?
That's correct.
Do I need to click my heels 3 times or anything like that?
Your heels?
Never mind. Look, if we have time, just let me help you get your leg bandaged up, and I can help you with these other men. I just can't leave you all like this right now.
You're a good man, Evan. That help would be appreciated. When we're done with that, you may leave at any time.
Okay, let me just switch this off for a second.
Thank you again for all your help, Evan. I know trusting me was hard, but I believe ultimately you listened to your heart and were guided by grace. I chose you for a reason, and I was never disappointed.
Well, even now I still don't know what to believe, but it's like you said, I think I've been guided by a higher power anyway, which actually brings me to what I'm about to tell you.
Oh?
Tin, listen, this experience has changed my life. I haven't even been here a month yet, and it's just changed so much. My perspectives, my faith, everything. When I read through more of your notes, I realized just how big all of this is. And I realized that what we did here, even just a small part that I contributed, made such a big difference to these people and to anyone else that the Mastodons may have experimented on. And just to think that there are more facilities out there and more people who need to be saved? Tin, listen. I think it's my calling now. I've made up my mind, and I'm going to join you in eliminating the Mastodons once and for all.
What about your home?
What home? I mean, sure, I miss my family. I think that they would understand, though. I mean, God brought me here to do this. I firmly believe that.
That's very noble of you, Evan. Once again, you've proven how kind-hearted you really are. You'll be a legend one day, Evan.
Hey, I just want to help.
Okay, this changes many things, but it's good news. We can get started with a new plan soon.
I guess I won't need this anymore.
Your recorder? No, I imagine not, but there is still something you can do with it.
What? The battery surely won't last much longer, and then it's worthless out here. Wait, don't tell me you have a mini recorder recharge station somewhere.
If you can imagine a safe place in your mind for that recorder, someone you can trust, then you can actually throw it down the pit and they will receive it. You can still help spread the message of what's going on here by doing that, Evan.
Really?
Yes, it's actually a method we use to transport items quite regularly. Just imagine a friend or family member who you know will do only good with what you've recorded. It will reach them, and they can spread the word.
Well, there's only one man I know who will know what to do with what's on this recording. John, this is for you, buddy. Spread the word. Get this recording out however you can. I know I can trust you. God bless, and I hope to see you on the other side someday.